Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzy, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, August the 6th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, got a very powerful show study for today. They want to look at your self-worth, your self-image, the thing that establishes your net worth. One of the most important things is that when we talk about net worth, when we're talking about the ability to draw or to attract or to establish or to maintain, this ability to draw, establish, and maintain is one of the most powerful subjects that people talk about. Because everybody talks about, you know, wealth. We all talk about, you know, how to be or how to maintain our environment or our space or our reality. Nobody likes to go through adversity or hard times. Adversity and hard times come and go. The thing that draws this adversity or the thing that draws hard times is our mental disposition. One of the things that I think that's extremely important, the thing that really, really assisted me was the ability to see myself the way God does. The ability to think clearly, not more highly. The scripture talks about to not think more highly of ourselves than we are. So a lot of people, we don't have that problem. The problem is we don't think highly enough of ourselves because there is no system in place to assist us with number one, with finding, number two, with maintaining high self-esteem or self-worth or to see ourselves the way God does. So the question is today, brothers, is how do you see yourself? Because how you see yourself is how you be yourself. So that's the question I have to you today is how do you, right now, today, really, honestly, how do you see yourself? What is the image of yourself? Where do you see yourself 1 year from today? Where do you see in your mind's eye right now, today, where and why? Now, think about that for a moment. Where do you, not nobody else, I know what everybody else thinks, but the question is, where do you see? The first question is, can you see? How can you see if you can't see? So where do you see yourself in 1 year? Now, the first question before we ask that question is, can you see your true worth and value? Answer, I don't think so. Can you see yourself? Really? Now, take a moment to think about the question. Can you see yourself, your worth and your value? See, other people probably can, but I don't think you can. Because if you could, we probably wouldn't be on this call today. Can you see yourself, your worth and value? Like really, really, really see it. Do you feel worthy? Do you feel valuable? Do you feel loved? Do you feel respected? Do you feel like $1 million? Do you feel healthy? Do you feel wise? Do you feel like you deserve or that you should be in a great toe-curling relationship? How do you feel right now? Because that's what's real. See, the inability to see the self, to think about yourself the way you think about God is the problem. Nobody in their right mind would even consider the statement that I'm getting ready to make. Nobody would think about themselves the way they think about their God. Everybody is subservient. Everybody worships, or everybody bows down, or everybody trembles, and rightfully so. But the question is, the concern, the problem is, how do you see yourself? See, Philippians 4:8 says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So there is a list of things that we should think on, but the problem is we don't think on those things. So what do we think about? What do we think about? Most people that I know, they don't think right. They don't see themselves the way God does. They don't see themselves the way they see their God. So the ability to identify that there is a reason why that inner voice, that inner critic is not appreciative. But why is it that we don't see ourselves the way God does? How do you see yourself? And where do you see yourself in 5 years from now? See, what people think about themselves really depends upon how they see themselves, how they see their image. All of the great people have a great self-image. So you have to rewire yourself for growth. You have to take control over your thoughts. You have to be genuinely, authentically concerned and interested in your own well-being and not the well-being and the concern of other people. See, what's important is when we talk about subjects like these, my goal is not to give you answers. My goal is to give you questions. And if you ask the right questions, you will receive the right answers. I'm not here to answer any questions today. I'm just here to create questions. I'm here to ask you, why don't you think about yourself the same way you think about God? Now, God is high and lifted up. His train fills the temple. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's omnipresent. He's omnivalent. He's omniscient. He's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shalom. But what are you? Because the Bible says you are made in his image and his likeness. You are his offspring. It also says that you are a joint heir, that you are a royal priest. So how come you don't see yourself as any of those things? How do you see yourself? After years and years of talking to people and doing this, assisting people to identify their negative habit pattern, the negative habit pattern is always self-worth. Now, it's always masked in another thing, but at the base, at the core, when we ask those seven whys, why don't you see yourself the way God does? Well, brother, you know, I wasn't. Well, why did that? Well, you know, why did that? Well, you know, when you do that seven times, what you will find is a flawed self-image. Or no self-image. You know, it's extremely difficult. Did it ever occur to you that you have a relationship with you? Did it ever occur to you that you have to have a relationship with yourself? How are your relationships with other people in your life? How is your relationship with God? How is your relationship with yourself? Do you like yourself? Now, the reason I'm asking you those questions is because those are the questions I ask myself, because the answer to all those questions was always not good. It was always no. See, I didn't like myself. I didn't deserve to be happy. I didn't deserve to be wealthy. I didn't deserve to be in a great relationship. I didn't deserve to have wisdom and knowledge. I didn't see worth and value. I didn't see, why should I put time and energy and money into myself? I should put time and energy into someone else, because everyone else obviously was more valuable than me, because everyone else was loved more than me, or everybody else was seen more than me, at least from my perspective. And then I realized that, you know what, hey, I've been trying to help other people emotionally, mentally, spiritually, you know, economically, socially, to experience major breakthroughs. But then I discovered that most people really don't like themselves, because I didn't like myself. So I was the vibrational match. I was the vibrational equivalent of my friends and my family. And then I noticed that as my vibration changed, my friends and my people that I hang out with changed. So you are the vibrational equivalent of the people that are on the same vibration as you. Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. See, it's extremely important, brothers and sisters, that you really start to examine not your friends. You just look at your friends, because they're just a reflection of your inner thoughts. Just look at your stuff, car, house, money, whatever you got. It's just a reflection. See, the universe just mirrors or reflects back to you what you give to it. The universe reflects back to you what you give to it. The universe, God, reflects back to you what you give to it. So everybody must become a philosopher, and you must engage in the process of unlearning all of the things that limit your self-worth and your self-esteem. You need high, what you need to operate. Every day you should be, your intent should be high intent. Every day your intention is, Father, today I want to do the highest possible good. See, but don't confuse thinking and philosophy with action and mastery. I did that too. You start with thinking. You start with examining. You start with questioning, and then you get up and you do something. So you can start with worshiping. You can start with admiration. You can start with prayer. You can start with meditation. You can start spending time with in the presence of God, hanging out with God. But after you worship God, get up and go work for purpose. A lot of people have no problem with worshiping God, but I don't know very few people. I know very few people who actually work for God. They will worship Him, but they don't work for Him. They work for Lucifer. How do I know? Look at their actions. See, a skilled practitioner, a master, he is the guy that initiates. He is the cause of every effect. So let me ask you the question. All of the things that's happening into your life, what caused those things to happen in your life, bad and good? See, God wants you and me to have a relationship. But we have a problem because we have self rejected. We have, self removed. We have voluntarily disqualified ourselves to be eligible for wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships because that's not for us. It's for the other guy. You know, I would be in a good relationship, but I'm overweight. I would be in a great relationship, but I'm too short. I would be in a great relationship, but I don't make a great. Nobody would like me because I don't make enough money. I would be in a great relationship, but who's gonna date somebody like me? I'm only five blank, or I'm too tall. I'm seven blank, or I think I got too much money. Nobody's gonna really want me for me. They just want me for my money. Oh, I ain't got enough money. Y'all know how we do. Our brain tells us everything that we're not, but the brain never tells you everything that you are. So if your brain, which it doesn't, it never tells you everything that you are. It tells you everything that you're not. We are programmed to see the glass half full. We're not programmed to see the glass half empty. We're not programmed to see the glass half full. So you got to program it yourself. You got to do what it says in Philippians 4:8. So in Philippians 4:8, it tells us finally. That means you go through life and you're exhausted and you're like, okay, finally. Notice Philippians 4:8 starts off with the word finally. See, the last thing on your bucket list is you. Well, that was the last thing on my bucket list. And so the ability to actually see that whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Okay, well, Brother Will, that's awesome, my brother. But I don't see, or I'm having difficulty, I am agonizing over this process due to, self-centeredness. See, I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to be no self-centered guy. I don't want to be no egotistical person that, that's indulged in this self-indulgent, egotistical lifestyle. Well, it's all just about me, 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 me. I want to be the person that, loves everybody and is caring and compassionate and giving. But the reason that we do that, because that is a form of a coping mechanism. So what we do is we reflect on to others, and we give to others what we would like to be given to us. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but the problem is when you are not appreciative, when you do not challenge your thoughts, like the Bible says, when you do not bring every thought into captivity, when you don't know whose you are, and when you don't know who you are, and when you don't know what you want, really, what you are designed, what you are gifted for, then you do not have the ability to live in the moment or at one with or in time. And so therefore, you're not eligible to enjoy the fruits or the benefits of positive wealth, positive health, positive wisdom, and positive relationships. Because you did not eliminate the negative thinking. So everything starts with the process of, number one, being grateful. You see, my brothers and sisters, the foundation to self-esteem, self-worth, self-value, which is Christ's esteem, Christward and Christ value is we've got to think about, okay, what's affecting, what's limiting, what's blocking my self-worth? If you never ask the right questions, you never get the right answers. So most of us, we don't ask the right questions. So if you do not start off by understanding that there is something that is not allowing me to see that the glass is half full. So you got to talk about what we talked about the previous shows, question the nature of the frame. You got to see yourself. You have to see. First of all, you can't see. So how do we remove the scales from your eyes so that way you can see? You got to be appreciative. An attitude of gratitude. See, if you go out in life and all you see is bad, guess what? All you can be is bad. So the number one thing that you have to do, I don't care what else you do in life, brother and sister, I don't care how dark the cloud is, and it is dark. I know, been there, done that. But you got to be able to see. You got to be able to find God in hell. You got to be able to find God in evil. You got to be able to find God or find good. See, if you cannot find, because God is, as we say, he's omnipresent. So, but what was that? What are you saying, brother? God is omnipresent. Yet that rapist, that murderer, those bad things, yep, God's there too. Now, I know, that's tough for most people's theology. No, brother. But the Bible says, you know, if you lie down with a harlot, you take or would you take me there? What God is saying that I would never leave you nor forsake you. That's biblical as well. Now, I know that's a tough pill to swallow. But everywhere you go, he goes. She goes. It goes. Whatever you want to, however you want to slice it and dice it, whatever curl your toes. That's not the point of the message. The point of the message is you don't think highly of yourself. You don't see yourself the way God does. You don't see yourself the way you desire. You're not appreciative because you, like me, have been told or have seen, because when you watched the news last night, how much positivity did you see? When they talk about Donald Trump, how much positivity? They talk about all of these tweets and he did this, that, and the other. Yeah, that's a lot of problems rolling, but has he done anything right? Did he do at least one thing? Can you think of one thing? Okay, if you can think of one thing, okay, we can start there. You got to find God. You got to find God. You got to find the light in the dark. It's there. You got to find it. You got to be able to find. Now, remember, everything starts. We're talking about starting to think about yourself the way you think about your God. See, you worship God, you admire God, you know, God is this, that, and you bow down, you know, you do all of this stuff. He's high and lifted up, and that is great. That is awesome. That's off the hizzle, faux shizzle. But you up there, too. Now, I know that's tough to consider, the possibility that maybe that you are on the same vibration, or that you can do what Jesus did when he said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He's mean that Jesus was saying that I am the vibrational equivalent of the Father. Now, I know that's tough for you, but Jesus said, the things that I have done, you shall do. In other words, you should be the vibrational equivalent. You should think about yourself as the vibrational equivalent of the God that you serve. Unfortunately, I know that's outside of most, not, you know, not you, but a lot of other people's scope. We wasn't taught. That's blasphemy, brother. I know. That's the reason why your experiences are blasphemy. It's blasphemy to think on that level. Therefore, it's blasphemy for you to experience that level. Blasphemy, my brother. It is blasphemy for you to be wealthy. It is blasphemy for you to be healthy. It is blasphemy for you to be wise. It is blasphemy to be in a great relationship. You don't deserve it because that's what you told yourself. You bring about what you think about. It is done unto you as you believe. Ain't no devil. It's you. Stinking thinking. The inability to see yourself the way God sees you. The inability to vibrate on a higher level. The inability to operate and vibrate mentally with a mental disposition that is the highest possible good. Or you're going to settle for crumbs when you should be eating steak. Because, number one, we can't find God. We cannot find good in the midst of evil. Can you? show me some of my people. Then you don't understand, man. This dude just killed, man. He did this. What's on the news right now? I don't know. I know somebody killed somebody, and everybody wants to go hang that dude. I'm with you, boo boo. I understand. But can you find good in the midst of evil? Can you find and see that the glass is half full at the same time as half empty? Can you find good in the midst of evil? Can you establish the attitude of gratitude? See, we all think about all of the negative stuff that's going on in the world. But have you ever thought about how the programming takes place through exposure therapy? Have you ever thought about exposure therapy and how if I expose you enough to evil, I'm going to program you to do evil? Have you thought about the reason why this harmonious arrangement is frequently repeating something that will give you an emotional charge in order to create a negative or low self-worth? Have you ever thought about maybe I shouldn't watch that guy get shot in the back for the 100th time because it's on Facebook? Maybe I shouldn't read all of the fact of how the world is coming to the end. Maybe I shouldn't study all of the negative stuff about genetically modified organisms. Maybe I shouldn't read all of the hate mail and all of the racist comments and all of the stuff that's trying to, all this race baiting and all of the stuff that our fearless leader is tweeting. Maybe I shouldn't read all the negative stuff. Maybe, okay, sure. Maybe LeBron James has ulterior motive for building a school called The Promise. Maybe he this, that, and that, but I'm going to choose to find the good in what LeBron James did. I'm going to choose to find the good in the little rocket man over in Korea. I'm going to choose to find the good in our, you know, great president. I'm going to choose to find the good in our president that just left. Yeah, he had flaws too. But I'm going to choose to ignore the flaws, and I'm going to choose to see the glass half full. I'm going to choose. It's a choice. I got free will. See, I'm going to think about myself the way I think about my God. I am choosing to be omnibenevolent. I'm going to choose to always oscillate and vibrate in the highest possible good. The number one thing that you've got to do, brothers and sisters, in order for you to see yourself the way God sees you, in order for you to mention or be in the same vibrational frequency the way Jesus did, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So when they ask Jesus, hey, how long are we going to be with you before we be with the Father? Jesus say, dude, you've seen me. You've seen the Father. So when I see you, do I see the Father? How do you visualize yourself? How do you affirm yourself? How do you deal with yourself? How do you deal with that small voice in your head that says you ain't shiznit? How do you deal with rejection? How do you set yourself apart, and how do you set yourself up to win? How do you set yourself up to win? You see, a setback is a set up. So how do you take the thing that the devil meant for evil and turn it around and use it for good? How do you take a setback and use it as a set up? How do you take a negative and use it to propel you forward? How do you do that? How do you take a flaw and make that a strength? How do you take a negative and turn it into a positive? How do you take a dark, harmonious arrangement and turn it into a beautiful existing reality? How do you do that, brothers and sisters? How do you make something that is extremely evil and dark, how do you make it good? How do you take, as it says in the book of Isaiah, how do you make light shine out of darkness. Now, think about this for a moment. How do you make the light shine out of darkness? So notice in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let me put it up. Sorry, I don't want to guess. Yeah, I was right. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, 2 Corinthians 4:6, that's the one that we just read. In the bitter cold, or in the bitterness, or the darkness of light, or the darkness of darkness or evil, how the hell do we find the light? How do we take evil and turn it into good? Now, a lot of people have a lot of negativity. I know a lot of negative people. I'm a former negative person. So how did I make the transition? How did I get out? When I go home, back to, you know, Forest, Texas, or Richmond, Texas, or Katy, Texas, or Houston, Texas, or all the little towns, I have family all over the place, and I go home and they're in the same place. They're doing the same thing, standing in the corner, same brown bag, still drinking that Mad Dog 2020, still, hey, yo, dog, got some money? And they all ask me the same thing. How'd you get out? How do you get out the pit? Where do you see yourself in 1 year from now? First of all, how the hell do you see yourself? When you close your eyes, what do you see? Can you see yourself standing in the White House shaking hands with the president? Can you see yourself on the beach in the Bahamas sipping pina coladas? Can you see yourself driving or riding your own, not in first class, in your own private jet with your name on the side of it? Can you see yourself sailing the seven seas in your own private yacht? Can you see yourself having an impact on the world? Can you see yourself doing a seminar or writing a book that's a New York bestseller that changes people's lives? No coddling, no accepting. Can you see yourself turning 100,000 people into millionaires? Can you see yourself taking 1 billion people from a place of starvation or malnutrition or genetically modified organism or consumers to holistic, organic, consuming individuals? Can you see yourself having a powerful impact on the world? That's what God has commanded. It's not a request. It's not an option. Notice it says, He commanded the light to shine out. Your greatest pain contains your highest gain. So let me tell you how I got out clearly. How did I get out the hood? I had no rich donors, had no mother, no father, no brother. My brother and sister, they were in the same shithole I was in. So how do we get out? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 says it this way. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. For we do not proclaim ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Christ's sake. Now, let me break this down for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, because this is your ticket out the hood. The mental hood, the mental prison that you're in. You could be sitting in the White House right now. but you're in a prison of your mind. The brain cannot contain the greatness of your power. So you've been dumbed down on purpose. They put telomeres on your DNA to cut your lifespan because you're too bright. You live too long. You got too much greatness. But the Father took away, he sent the Son to defeat death and the grave. So you're no longer, you should no longer be spiritually dead. You need to understand what I understand. Which I understand what Jesus understood. See, in Corinthians, let's go back to the beginning. 2 Corinthians 4:1 says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we have received mercy, we faint not. Number one, you got to see. But what do you got to see? You got to see this ministry. Ministry. A ministry that is based upon mercy. If you can see your ministry, it allows you to be. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Every person I go back home, when I see them, they have no purpose. There's no reason for them to put that bottle down. There's no reason for them to shave. There's no reason to take a shower. There's no reason for them to change what they're doing. There's no reason. There's no reason to shine. There's no reason to walk away from that alcohol. There is nothing that is bigger than their problem. They have no purpose. There is no principles. There's no process. There's no procedures. There's no product. There's no profit. There's no prosperity. There's no peace that's bigger than their problem. They don't see themselves as bigger than their problem. That's what I did. I didn't see my problem was bigger than me. My problem was bigger than my God. God could not solve my problem. It was bigger than him. But see, now I'm bigger than my problem. I'm bigger than all problems on earth. And I got a God that's bigger than all problems on earth. Therefore, I have no problems. I just have products. Because I got purpose. Because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. Vision is the ability to see. Can you see yourself the way God sees yourself? Can you see yourself as God? Because contrary to popular belief, I hate to bust your bubble. I hate to be the bearer of great news today. But you are God over you incorporated, your body. Nothing goes into your mouth unless you decide. Nothing goes into your eyes unless you decide. Nothing goes into your ears unless you decide. Nothing goes through your nose unless you decide. Nothing, your hand doesn't grasp nothing unless you decide. You. Not the reverend, not the doctor, not the bishop. You, my brother, you are the CEO of You Incorporated. You, nobody else. So who's responsible for your reality? You. Who created your reality? You. Who decided to live where you live? You. Who decided to marry who you married? You. Who decided to stay where you stay? You. Who decided to eat what you eat? You. Who decided to drink what you drink? You. Who decided to watch what you watch? You. Who decided to listen to that whack-ass music that you listen to? You. Who decided to watch that weak program? You. Who decided to read those unethical books? You. Who decided to hang out with those unethical people? You. Who decided to go to that unethical place? You. Who decided to go to the strip club? You. Who decided to take your money and give it to the Reverend Dr. Bishop? You. Who decided not to go to work? You. Who decided to go to work? You. Who decided to work in that job that don't pay you enough? You. Who decided to wear the clothes that you wear? You. Who decided to think the thoughts that you think? You. It ain't the white man. It ain't the black man. It ain't the blue man. It ain't Donald Trump. You. Every problem you got is because of you, and every solution you got is because of you. You're God. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology. I understand, but one day, maybe not today, but one day, you have to wake up and smell the coffee. That's how you get out. You get out when you take responsibility for your own life and stop waiting for somebody else to freaking save you. Save yourself. How you do that? Get up, put your clothes on, brush your teeth, comb your hair, and go make some shizness happen. That's what I did. That's what I'm going to do today. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow. That's what I'm going to do every day until the breath leaves my body. See, it's okay to do what you're doing, but all of that stuff you're doing, none of that stuff that you're doing now is what you should be doing. It's not your highest possible good. How do I know? Because you're listening to today's show. What does that mean? That means that you could that there's greatness inside of you. But why are you settling? Well, Brother Will, what had happened was I got dropped on my head when I was a little kid. Shit, I got dropped on my head too. Shake it off. Shake them haters off. Shake them haters off. You got to brush the dust off your shoulders. Okay, Brother Will, how do we do that? Okay, let me tell you how to brush the dust off your shoulders. Brothers, let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing that we have this ministry, okay, have, past tense. You don't go get it. You already got it. You was born with it, homie. It's in your DNA. Now, we got to break this down. The word seeing in this text is a powerful word. The word seeing is one of the most powerful words on the planned net. So let's break it down.
Strong's G-1223. Dia.
Dia. Dia, and where I get the word nia or neo, dia konia. Dia means to see. Konia or nia means naos, which has to do with purpose, which has to do with your ability to see the naos. Dia konia. Dia, D-I-A, is the Greek word for the English word see. Now, that's just one. There's a plethora of other words. It's the ability to go through. It means to go through by the means of. It means by reason of or by an account of. It's the ground or the reason by which something is or is not done. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. It is the ground or the reason by which something is or is not done, meaning there is a reason why something is or is not done. Let me say that again. There is a reason why something is and is not done. Let me say that again. There is a reason. It's called a causality. There is a cause to every freaking effect on the damn planet. Let me say that again. There is a cause, my brother. There is a cause, my sister, for every event on the planned net. There is a cause. There is a reason why you do what you do. Do you know what that reason is? The fact that you don't know that reason is why you continue in that season. The fact that you don't know that reason is the only reason, is the only way you can continue in that season. The moment you expose the reason, you destroy the season. That's how I got out. I don't know about you. That's what I teach in the life management decision and the life management system. I teach how to expose the reason. That's called the negative habit pattern. You got to expose it at the root. Therefore, seeing is the ability to expose the reason. That's called discernment inside of the Helios Biblios of the Bible. That's called consciousness in the New Age movement. Oneness, the ability to see. Therefore, seeing, that means the reason why. So since you don't know the reason why, you got to stay in that season. You stuck like Chuck. The reason destroys the season. No reason, stay season. So you want to stay in a season. You're in a season of lack. You're going to stay in that season of lack until you can see the reason for the season of lack. Now, let me make sure you understand, because I still don't know if you got it. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Dia, D-I-A. It means the reason. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you are going to stay in your season. Everybody. Because it's scriptural. It's universal. So you will stay in that season, whatever it is. So if the season is good, okay. Don't change nothing, brother. Don't change nothing. But you will stay in your season until you can see or until you can understand the reason. That's what that's saying. You're going to stay in your season until you understand your reason. Let me say it one more time. You will stay in your season until you understand. Because, again, you got to under, over, and understand. You're going to keep repeating the test until you learn it. You're going to stay there until you graduate. And they're going to use exposure therapy to prevent you from seeing the reason. There's a reason why the dominant culture is shooting melanated individuals in the back and incarcerating them and has been doing it since the history of time. This ain't nothing new. So there's a reason why the dominant culture destroys the melanated culture. There's a reason. Do you know the reason? If you don't know the reason, you stay in the season. That's why you will not see me get shot in the back. I know the reason why. That's why I don't have organ donor on my driver's license. Do you know the reason? You will stay in your season until you understand the reason. It's universal. You have to. You have to stay in your season. You have to stay in poverty. You have to stay in sickness. You have to stay ignorant. You have to stay in a bad relationship. You have to stay there until you understand the reason. What is the reason to be in a bad relationship? Why? The only reason you can be in a bad relationship is if you're not in a relationship with yourself. Because if you love yourself, you would not let you or nobody else disrespect yourself. The only reason that you abuse the body, you know, continue. Now, everybody, I reward myself, have fun, go out, especially this harmonious arrangement promotes food that is not beneficial to the body. So it's difficult to eat healthy. It's not impossible, just difficult. So you will stay unhealthy until you understand the reason why they want you unhealthy. You will stay there. You will stay in your season until you, and nobody else, until you understand the reason. Without understanding the reason, boo-boo, it's not good for you. You're stuck like Chuck. So, okay, we all got first base? Do I still need to beat that horse a little bit longer? I think we got it. You will stay in your season until you understand your reason. There is a reason why, and without understanding the reason, you will not move on past that season. Therefore, seeing the reason, we have this ministry. So guess what? Ministry does not come. Purpose cannot come to you until you understand you. So you stay in the dark until you can see in the dark. You stay in the dark until you whoop the dark. Remember Bane told Batman, you just nearly adopted the dark. Stop playing church, dude. I was freaking born in the dark. I ate darkness for breakfast. Until you can eat darkness for breakfast, again, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, he made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So the reason that the face of Jesus Christ contains the glory of God is because Jesus Christ embraced the cross of the pain. He took his pain, and that created his gain. Where's your pain? Oh, you don't want to go back there. That's a dark spot. But I don't want to deal with the pain, Holmes. Okay, I understand. You're going to stay there in the dark until you embrace the dark, until you do what you fear. What do you fear? What is your greatest fear? Do it today. Don't wait till tomorrow today. Okay, what is your greatest fear? I don't know. Everybody got something. Whatever it is, guess what you got to do? Guess what you got to do, brother? You got to do the thing that scares you. So, what if every day you woke up and you went looking for fear? Whatever you search, every day you wake up and you say, I'm afraid of, okay, what are you afraid of? So what I do is I find fear in my brain and I do it. So if I'm afraid of whatever, the reason that I did the thing in Boise because I was concerned about, well, you know what, I don't know if I should do, you know, seminars because, you know, everybody got webinars and stuff right now and, you know, nobody's going to drive nowhere and blah, 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 blankety, blank, blank. So I did what I fear, whatever it is. What is your concern? Okay, I had a concern about spending money, so you know what? I make money, so I like to hoard it and hold on to it. So that way I have stability and security. So now I spend it. Why? Because I had a fear. And guess what I have now? Faith. What does my faith say? For every dollar I spend, two more come in. I don't believe it. I don't wish. I don't hope. I make it happen. How do I live? Every day I get up, regardless of how much money I spend, every day I get up and I bring two more in. So I'm gonna, you know, I do this every day. This is not, you know, this is not no part-time job. This is not just something that I'm bored. So no. You don't understand. I understand the reason. Therefore, I can go on to the next season. I can go on. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. We need to read all 10 verses, but this is too heavy. This is too deep. I don't know if you understand. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry. Now, the word ministry, now, if you can see, then you can be. Heavenly Father, in the name that destroys the yoke, touch the minds, wills, emotions, imaginations, intellect of your people. The word ministry, my brothers and sisters, in the Greek.
Strong's G, 1248. Diakonia.
Come on, preacher. Let me say that again. That cannot be right. That must be a typographical error. Let me say it again.
Diakonia. Diakonia.
Ooh, wait, what the beep, 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 beep. Let me say it again. Now, I think y'all got it. Diakonia. Where y'all think I got Diakonia from? Did I just pull this shit out of thin air? I don't think so. This is the meal ticket out to prison. This is your ticket out to hood. This is your ticket out of poverty. This is your ticket out of freaking disease. This is your ticket out of freaking ignorance. You will never fall for a cult. You will not. It's impossible for any whack-ass doctrine to come into your brain and hang out. It is impossible. Now, you may tolerate it for the sake of, because you may be like me, you may be an over-carer. You may promise more than, you know, you're able to, you know, produce. But trust me, you won't be deceived. Nothing will sneak up on you and snatch you from behind. You see, my brothers and sisters, diakonia. Notice diakonia has the word dia. It means to understand the meaning of konia. Do you understand the meaning of your konia? If you don't, your dog will not hunt. The word diakonia means service or ministry. It means one who executes the commands. It would mean one who, by the command of God, he proclaims and he promotes the design of God that has been expressed onto men. I don't know if you understand. In other words, you can tell folks their destiny. Let me pause for a moment. Let me let that sink in, because I don't know if y'all got it. So when we talk about destinies, what I do all day, every day, I help people find their destiny. What qualifies me? I understand the reason. What is the reason that people should have destinies? Because where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. They don't have self-control. That means that they do shiznit they don't want to do. That means that they will hurt you. They don't want to hurt you, but they're going to hurt you because they ain't got enough to do. They're bored. You showed up. You know, you looking good. You got a couple of dollars in your pocket. You're driving a nice car. You got your hair done. You got your weave going on. You know, you got your toes, nails matching, and all that stuff. And they ain't got no vision. So you walk in, you know, you at the gym. Jim Bob saw you coming to the gym, so you sit in the parking lot. Now, Jim Bob really is not, you know, he's not a rapist. He actually got a purpose. He actually, God has a gift. He has a destiny. But Jim Bob don't know what his destiny is. So since there is no vision, according to the universal law, where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. They don't have the ability to exercise self-control. So you just happen to cross Jim Bob's radar because you're on your way to the gym. You're looking good, and you come out the gym. You know, you went in, it was 6:37. Sun was up, but you came out, it was kind of dark. couple of lights is out in the parking lot. So Jim Bob is sitting in his car, bored. Why? He ain't got no purpose. He has no diaconia. So since Jim Bob don't have no diaconia, and he ain't got nothing else to do, and, you know, he ain't had no nookie in a while, so he just figured he going to take it. So Jim Bob goes over to your car. You know, you're not looking. You happy-go-lucky. You're not paying attention to your surroundings. You don't have no discernment because, again, you don't have your diaconia. You don't know your purpose. You think your purpose is to go to the gym and look good, you know, and just kind of, you know, do whatever. So where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So Jim Bob is not only going to abuse you, he's going to abuse himself. Because, again, Jim Bob don't know that, you know, there's cameras in the parking lot. So he goes out there and he snatches you up and he gets caught on tape. And next thing you know, Jim Bob is in jail. Now he's destroyed your life because now you're walking around and you're scared to walk around in the dark because of what something Jim Bob did because he had no purpose. God purpose, but he doesn't know the reason. The only way for you to have high self-esteem is for you to understand the reason why you have to have high self-esteem. Because if you do not have high self-worth, you have no net worth. And if you don't have no net worth on this planet, your dogs don't hunt. Because on this planet, they have a symbol of substance. On this planet, they don't actually use substance. So you can fight the fuck on this planet net, and you could get by. Because you could have a symbol or a form of godliness, but you don't have to have the power on this planet. You can fake it. You can fool people. You can trick. You can manipulate. You can use magic. You can use the illusion of health. You can be. Now, bodybuilders are the most unhealthy people on the planet. They take steroids. They take this, that. They're huge. And most of their kidneys and heart is gone by the time they're 50. They got, now they, on the outside, they look very healthy, but on the inside, their body has been ravaged by steroids and all and too much protein and all the other crap that you do to maintain that much mass because the human body was not designed to maintain that kind of mass. Now, there's another Greek word underneath the word diakonia. Let me just break this down because remember, if you don't know this, you can't get out. You can't get out of the matrix. You're stuck like Chuck. You don't have the ability, again, to vibrate on a high level at your highest possible good, so that way you can oscillate and vibrate and you become one with the Father. So the inability to think like God, the inability to make the statement, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you cannot make that statement, then that means that you're not oscillating and vibrating. You don't see yourself the way God does. You don't see yourself as God. Since you don't see yourself as God, you can't be God. You cannot experience something you don't expect. If you don't expect greatness, you will never experience greatness. If you don't expect it, you can't experience it. Since you got low expectations, you got low experiences. What if you just change your expectations? Notice the expectations are not on somebody else. The expectations is on yourself. All my expectations is up to me. I'm not expecting nobody to do nothing for me. Now, underneath the Greek word diakonia is another Greek word that we need to break down.
Strong's G1249. Diakonos. Diakonos.
So the Greek word diakonos, where you get the word konia, konos, that just simply means, again, similar to the first one, this ability to execute, but it's executing it as a master. It's coming from a place of mastery. It's coming from a place of mastery under the master. It's one who collects. It's one by virtue of the office assigned to him that he takes care or he ministers or he serves or he's attendant or he's a minister. And it simply means that you have an office that gives you power. But everything starts with understanding the reason. So, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, now there's a plethora of Greek words that we could break down to break this that word diakonia down even further. But let me make sure that you understand the meat of the message today. See, 2 Corinthians 4:1 when it establishes what it says, when it says that you basically have a ministry that you can't see, simply means you have a purpose that you can't see, because the reason nobody knows the true destiny of mankind. Therefore, if you do not know the true destiny of mankind, you cannot see. Therefore, seeing we have a ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not. So we have a ministry because we've seen mercy that allows us to see. Let me say that again. In conclusion, let's tie this all up in a nice big bow so that way you can see yourself as God. You can see yourself the way God sees you. So God sees you as a person that he's extended mercy to. He's extended mercy to you so that way you can have a ministry. He gave you a ministry so that way you can see. Reverse engineer, you can see because you can see that you have a ministry. You got a reason for being here. And the reason that you being here was given to you because you received something. What did you receive? What did you and I receive? Well, we received something that comes from a Greek word. Let's break it down.
Strong's G, 1653, L-A-A-O, L-A-A-O.
We received L-A-A-O. You and I have received L-A-A-O. So L-A-A-O, it means to help one afflicted or seeking aid. It means to experience or to have mercy upon one who's seeking aid. Let me say that again. It means to experience mercy. It means to help one who's afflicted. It means to bring help to someone who's afflicted. That's you and me. So we receive mercy. What do we receive? Experience. So we are afflicted. How are we afflicted? We're afflicted by a limited consciousness or the inability to see what we are designed to be. So mercy is given to us. Mercy is help or aid. So you and I have help, or we have aid. We have an advocate. So the big G has designed you biologically and spiritually and esoterically and in every other way so that way you can experience. Now, tomorrow we may continue. I may continue with part two of this as we continue and break down 2 Corinthians 4:2 that says, have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse 4, 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine in them. It is this ability to understand that the mercy that is given to you is because there are certain things that doesn't allow you to see, because the little g of this world has blinded your or limited your consciousness or your ability to understand, so that way you are not able to have this ability to understand the reason, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, not to say Jesus Christ, it says Christ. So the emphasis is on the position more so than the person. Christ, the messianic office that furnishes one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. Just like the word diakonia means, it has to do with the office that gives you power. Dia is the ability to see, konia, your office. So you have been given mercy, so that way you can see your office and the reason why you have that office. What is the reason why you have purpose? It's to help everybody else see that they have purpose. If everybody on earth saw you operating in your highest possible good, what would that do? First thing that would do, the same thing that it did to me. I saw people who was wealthy and I wasn't. So I went to them and I asked them, what did you do? I saw people that was healthy. When I was a young whippersnapper growing up, I used to saw, you know, muscle building magazines, and then I saw football magazines. I saw men that was doing things that I wasn't. And so I asked them, how did you do that? And then they told me, and then I started doing it. So when you are operating at your highest possible good, what do you think is going to happen to everybody in your family? They're going to ask you, how did you do that? That's the purpose of the life management system. If you can manage your life, guess what happens? People are going to ask you, how did you manage your life? So the goal is for you to get in your role. How do you do that? Think about yourself and the highest possible good. Think about yourself the way you think about your God. Something is going to stop you. Your brain is going to tell you don't do that, because the brain has been polluted, for lack of a better term, by the cosmic water. So you must find God by finding good. How? Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. The Bible tells us specifically what to think about. So when you see negativity, know in your brain they are doing what is called exposure therapy. I've already did the show. You just type in exposure therapy, or just email me and say, Doc, send me the show that you did on exposure therapy. If anybody has never heard of that and you're not aware of it, exposure therapy means that if I expose you to something negative over time, you get desensitized to it. So if I expose you to, let's say, our food industry, if you get exposed to seeing animals brutalized, you're going to be desensitized, and you're going to think that's normal. And so when you see an animal being desensitized, you're going to say, oh, okay, he's an animal. They deserve it. We got to eat. So when you see, if you keep seeing police brutality on African Americans or anybody for that matter, over time, exposure to it desensitizes you to it. And unconsciously, it becomes acceptable. And you walk right past it. That's why somebody can see somebody getting jumped by 10 people and they'll keep driving. Because they've seen it so much in cartoons and in movies and in real life that they are desensitized. You will take no action. Don't allow yourself to be exposed to anything but good. This is how I got out. I forced myself to frequently repeat good things that create an emotional charge so that way it changed my demonic patterns. That's what I did. Why? I reverse engineered what they did to me to keep me in the box. I used the same thing to get out the box. The same way you get in is the same way you get out. How'd you get in? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you frequently hear something over and over and over again, whether it's true or not is irrelevant. Don't waste your time trying to debate over something crap that is true. Who gives a beep? It's frequently repeated, isn't it? Racism has been around since the beginning of time. Why do we keep repeating shit about race? While y'all talking about whether it should be good or not, you should be asking yourself, why is it frequently repeated? Because if it's frequently repeated and you engage in it, they suck you into it. You're baiting. Donald Trump is baiting you because that's how he programs you. He's just a good programmer. I'm just better. So while everybody is talking about race, I'm talking about wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. I'm not watching nothing. I'm not frequently repeating no stuff that's being promoted by the dominant culture or this harmonious arrangement. I don't think so. I am frequently repeating my purpose. Frequently repeated. But you got to frequently repeat the thing that creates an emotional charge. So if I frequently repeat, I want to go work at Jack in the Box and or McDonald's and flip flop fries. That has nothing to do with my purpose. So there's going to be no emotional charge. So it's not going to establish no pattern. So therefore, the exposure therapy will work on you because it's hive mind. It's the 100 monkey thing. It's the law of frequency resonance. I got to combat that. How? I got to maintain a high self-esteem. I got to avoid negative self-talk and negative people. I got to connect with people who are vibrating on a high level. I got to be assertive. I got to see myself the way God sees me. I got to challenge myself. I got to focus. I got to have discipline. I got to have order. I got to take care of my health and my wealth. I got to visualize myself at the top and at the bottom. I got to do confirming affirmations that says I am the head and not the tail. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am wise. Not that I'm going to try. Not that I'm will. The word try and the word will should be, and the word if should be stricken from your vocabulary. You're not going to make it if. You're not going to try. You're not going to do it later. No, we do. No, I am, past tense. You must affirm I am statements to yourself. You must do the thing that you're afraid of. Whatever you fear, do. You must question the nature of your reality and your frame. You must set yourself up to win by expecting greatness every day. Expect greatness and you will experience greatness. That's how you think, the way God thinks. My brothers and my sisters, if you need assistance with that, you already know. Email your boy, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I thank everybody so much for joining on today's show. My brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will. Make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah. Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levy run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and breach your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way, stop me from greatness.
I'm done. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured